So Pesach is coming, we're getting ready for the Seder, and we're talking about what does the Seder mean to us. You see, we start the Seder by declaring the 15 steps that we're going to follow. And immediately, we're struck by a question about the order of events. The first two words are Kaddish and Orchatz, which means sanctify and wash. This is, of course, referring to making the Kiddush and then washing the hands. But if the order is significant, it seems here to be in reverse. Surely we need to wash first before we sanctify ourselves. You can't reach holiness if you're filthy. You can't expect to enter sacred space if you're still dirty with sin. So in order to not be dirty with sin, the order should be wash yourself of any muck, and then you can start to become holy. And here's the lesson, I believe the first lesson of the Seder, the order. You don't need to fix your problems before you can approach holiness. You don't need to be a pure person before you can do a mitzvah. Just jump right in. Pesach means passing over, taking a leap. If you wait until you're worthy before you do a mitzvah, you may wait forever. The world can't wait. The world needs your mitzvah now. So Kaddish Orchatz, do something holy right now. You can wash off the muck later. The holy Hasidic prankster, Rabbi Naftali of Rupshitz, had an interesting custom. He would always cut his fingernails after immersing himself in the mikvah on Friday afternoon. The more common custom was to cut the fingernails before going to the mikvah in honor of the Sabbath. One of Rabbi Naftali's students questioned his master on this reversal of the usual order. Rabbi Naftali told him, "The answer to your question is too deep for you to understand." "Try me," the eager student said. "No, it's a mystical secret that I can't share with you. Please, Rebbe, I truly desire to learn the secret." "Well," said Rabbi Naftali, "if you really want to be worthy of knowing the secret, you need to fast for 40 days and then come back to me." Now, by now, the student was so curious. He took upon himself 40 days of fasting. The whole time he wondered, what could be the secret of cutting the fingernails after going to the mikvah instead of before? What is the mystery that lies behind this holy practice? At the end of the 40 days, he returns to Rabbi Naftali and he says, "I have done your bidding. I have fasted 40 days. Now please reveal to me the hidden meaning of the cutting of the nails after immersing." Rabbi Naftali beckons his student into a private study. He sits him down, he closes his eyes, and he says, "The reason for cutting nails after the mikvah is that they're so much softer and easier to cut." The student's eyes lit up. He knew his master. He knew that behind his jokes and pranks were profound teachings. And here to lay a truly deep secret. These two pre-Shabbat rituals, cutting the fingernails and immersing in the mikvah, symbolize two different acts of self-refinement. Fingernails represent the sharpness and negativity in our character that may cause hurt to others. Cutting the nails, the smoothening out of the rough edges in our character, ridding ourselves of bad traits. Immersing in the mikvah, it represents elevating ourselves to a more pure and sanctified state, surrounding ourselves in holy water and stepping up to a higher state of being. The usual order is to cut the nails and then to immerse in the mikvah. You first have to rid yourself of evil before you can step higher on the ladder of holiness. But Rabbi Naftali taught that sometimes you need to do things the other way around. Immerse yourself in holiness first. Do something good. Surround yourself with purity, even if you haven't yet dealt with the flaws in your character. You can get back to that later. And your job will be easier because once you have tasted holiness, you won't want to be bad anymore. The mikvah softens your nails to make them easier to cut. I think that many of us think, maybe I'm not holy enough to sit at a Seder. And that's my thought for today.